5 Wednesdays in October starting today. All of them here on this program will celebrate Women's Small Business Month. We do this with our friends at Republic Bank of Chicago, supporting women's business growth together. Jack Nick, who joined us during Financial Literacy Month, joins us this month too. Jack, welcome back to WGN.
Oh, it's great to talk to you again, John. How are you?
I'm doing great. Elephant in the room. I'm a dude, and you're a dude. And here we are talking about Women's Small Business Month. It wasn't quite by design that that would be the case, but I think it's an important conversation for men to have amongst men, too, for our listeners.
Absolutely. You know, it's such a critical part of our economy, both here at home in Illinois and nationally. I think the more versed everyone and anyone is in the importance of women's small business, we all win.
Amen. Our state has some positives. It has maybe a few negatives, too, as it pertains to women's small businesses. Pretty typical stuff amongst all small businesses. But women's small businesses do well here in Illinois. The numbers are kind of hard to completely contextualize, but as of 2023, I was surprised. Women own 42.4% of small businesses in the state. That's up a tick from 2019 and seems to be growing. Why do you think that is, Jack? Why are things good here in Illinois for women wanting to start a new business or excel in their own?
You know, I'm biased as a Midwestern and as a Chicago guy. I think our people, our women, are better than, you know, those from elsewhere. But to the state of Illinois, they do have a significant number of programs that can assist any minority looking to start a business, and especially women. Women-owned businesses can apply for and receive different kinds of funding programs from the state. The state also provides a lot of business advising and training for free to women who start their own organization. One program, for example, is an angel investment tax credit, and over $20 million in the last 5 years has gone just to women-owned businesses. So Illinois, again, to our state's credit, they really do a lot to support women entrepreneurs.
Yeah, I got some data here that Illinois is ranked number 6 among U.S. states for best places for women entrepreneurs. The Chicago metro area, even better, number 3 among U.S. metro areas. Growth could maybe be a little bit stronger, but I think that's a small business story across the state, not necessarily women specific. You mentioned some of the things. I mean, the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity runs programs directly for women, offering resource guides. I guess we should talk about some of the hurdles that women face in the small business sphere. And probably first and foremost, and we'll dive into this more a little bit next week, is the access to capital. That is certainly an issue still.
It is, and it's very unfortunate to say so, but women do have a more difficult time getting the capital that they need for their businesses, just generally, whether it be from traditional bank loans, whether it be from venture capital, any way that they might start their business. In fact, I want to say close to 60% of women who start their own business, they have to do so from their own savings. Which I think also could be a huge point of pride. You know, these women, they're pulling their businesses up by the bootstraps and making it happen a lot, kind of just on their own sweat equity, and it's super impressive. At the same time, though, it is unfortunate that they have a harder time getting the funding they need.
I imagine part of what makes Illinois a great state for women-run businesses is the fact that they can tap into a lot of things that already exist, right, that are already part of the ecosystem. A pretty robust startup and tech ecosystem with 1871 that exists for so long, and some other places too. You know, we got strong urban centers with some pretty dense populations, with some industry clusters, a lot of consumer markets. I mean, it's just a very diverse state, and I mean that in terms of, like, the number of options available, the number of consumers that are out there itching for something.
Absolutely. You know, Chicago is for that reason and so many others, I think, is one of the greatest cities, in the country. But I think you hit the nail on the head as it relates to women-owned small businesses. The population is so diverse, and these women are finding niches. They're finding segments that are underserved, and they're going into it, and they're doing it better than anyone else. in terms of fulfilling those needs or filling those gaps that exist. It's so impressive what women are accomplishing in their business ventures.
I've chatted with a lot of women small businesses since we started this program a couple of years ago now, Jack. And I find talking to the businesses that start in our area, in the Chicagoland area, have a lot of access to resources. I have talked to small business owners, especially down in central and southern Illinois, who they don't necessarily feel that infrastructure and support from certain areas. I think that's one area where the state can continue to grow is, you know, not everything has to be concentrated up here in the Chicagoland area. Supporting women small businesses all over this state should be important and a mission for a lot of people here.
I agree 100%. And, unfortunately, that's probably not just limited to women's small businesses, but I'm sure they feel a disproportionate impact of that. As you said, so many of the available programs are here in Chicagoland and not through the more rural parts of the state, which, again, it's a shame. But I'm also very proud of what Illinois is accomplishing in supporting these small businesses and the women in particular.
What does Republic Bank of Chicago, I mean, why do you come on the air and talk about this month? What is it, why is it important to you all, and what do you do for women small businesses?
Well, it's important to us, and hopefully it's important to everybody to see our communities thrive. And our communities thrive in so many different ways, in so many different ways we can contribute. The healthier the businesses, the healthier the community, the healthier the individuals, the healthier the community. And women are starting businesses. They have the desire to start businesses at such a greater rate today even than men. So for us, it's a matter of finding the opportunities to reinvest in our communities. And it just so happens the trend right now is that women entrepreneurs are kind of kicking butt. So I don't want to say so it makes sense to get behind that, but it makes sense to get behind that. And we have a tremendous network of bankers and lenders throughout our organization, like Whitney, who typically does this with you, but who really dive deep into not just looking at the application or you might need a checking account kind of thing, but really taking the time to dive in and understand what the goal is of that entrepreneur and what they want to accomplish and where they are in their life cycle, not only as a business owner, but as an individual, because ultimately those things are going to blend together.
Yep.
And when you kind of take that commitment and then put the financial resources behind it, you can make some magic happen. And hopefully that's what our team here will continue to do.
Well said. Well, we look forward to highlighting some women small businesses all month long. And Jack, you shouted out Whitney. Wish her the best, of course. And we'll talk soon, okay?
Absolutely, my friend. Thank you.
That's our first week in the books with Jack Nick, but we'll continue the conversation in the last half of the show, too.